This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. U.S. President Biden has traveled to Vietnam, and the White House has announced it signed a deal with Vietnam on semiconductor supply chains. Biden on Sunday also secured a deal for minerals as the strategic Southeast nation lifted Washington to Hanoi's highest diplomatic status alongside China and Russia.
We have an opportunity to strengthen alliances around the world to maintain stability. That's what this trip is all about.
Vietnam is navigating frosty relations between Washington and Beijing as the tech and textile exporter seeks its own foothold in the international competition to be a low-cost manufacturing hub. President Biden also talked about the earthquake that hit Morocco.
I want to express my sadness by the loss of life and devastation caused by the earthquake in Morocco. Our thoughts and prayers with the people of Morocco and my friend King Mohammed VI, I should say, and my administration, including Secretary of State Blinken, who's here with me today, is working with Moroccan officials.
Emergency crews in Morocco are working to rescue survivors. More than 2,100 people are confirmed dead, that number expected to go up. A 3.9 aftershock hit on Sunday. Relief workers faced the challenge of reaching the worst affected villages in the High Atlas, a rugged mountain range where settlements are often remote and where many houses have crumbled from the quake. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu will visit California's Silicon Valley next week before traveling to New York for the UN General Assembly. Israeli news website Ynet reported the visit would focus on strengthening ties for AI. This is VOA News. Tomorrow is the 22nd anniversary of the 9/11 attacks on the United States. Associated Press reporter Julie Walker says family members are remembering loved ones lost that day.
James Giacconi lost his older brother, Joe, who was 43 on 9/11. He was working for Cantor Fitzgerald at the World Trade Center.
But he was a good guy, and he was taken much too young.
Giacconi says he got into Ground Zero and helped with the search.
When I got down here, I knew immediately that Joe wasn't coming home.
The planes hijacked around the country claimed nearly 3,000, most of them in New York, where a reflecting pool memorial sits.
And as I watched the water go over the side of the pool, I kind of feel like it was like a letting go.
Commemorations will take place here in New York at the Pentagon and Shanksville, Pennsylvania. I'm Julie Walker.
Two foreign aid workers have reportedly been killed in eastern Ukraine when Russian shelling hit a van carrying a team of four working with a Ukrainian NGO. One was Canadian, the other from Spain. Also, the head of Kyiv's military administration said over two dozen drones launched by Russia were shot down early Sunday, with debris scattering across the capital and wounding at least one person. A Dutch ultra runner completing his run from Amsterdam to Kyiv to raise money for charity and demonstrate just how close the Ukraine war is to Western Europe.
I'm very happy. I'm super proud. It's also a bit unreal because I thought this run was never going to finish. But now I'm standing here after 51 days and there's so many support joining us. So it's incredible. I'm very happy.
He started on July 22nd, ran the 2,500 kilometers in 51 days, the aim to raise money to buy ambulances that the Dutch charity Sails of Freedom will take to Ukraine. Ecuador's government has announced it will spend $3.4 million reintroducing 12 endemic bird and turtle species that have disappeared from an island in the Galapagos Archipelago, where Charles Darwin developed his theory of evolution. The project, funded with government money and donations, will also seek to weed out invasive rodents and cats on the island of Floriana. The Environmental Ministry announced the Galapagos, about 1,000 kilometers off the coast of Ecuador, has flora and fauna found nowhere else in the world. Observing its wonders led British scientist Charles Darwin to develop his groundbreaking theory of evolution by natural selection in the 19th century. I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.